Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I mean, what an incredible morning it has been. We just had the Entrepreneur of the Year, Ernest & Young, Tanya Bakalov with BetterSkills.com. And we recently had the president and COO of Isagenix, a billion-dollar health and wellness company. Make sure you listen about our next hero. Everyone knows what eating is, but do you know what clean eating is? You're going to learn that today. We have the founder of Benny Plates, a revolutionary food and nutrition company serving the chronically ill, the walking well, with incredible food, weekly meal delivery, and catering, Chris Faddis. How does nutrition help those fighting severe illness, Chris?
Well, you know, with many diseases, especially cancer, malnutrition is a major issue, and often is what leads to people having to come off of treatment, not responding well to treatment. Nutrient density, having good nutrients in your body and your cells being healthy with good nutrients, helps you fight disease. And especially when it comes to cancer, chemotherapy targets the broken cells. So if your good cells are healthy, if they're whole, the chemotherapy will pass right by those and go towards the cancerous cells more effectively. So it's extremely important with all disease that we have good, stable nutrition. It gives more longevity, it allows us to fight, allows us to stay on treatment longer, and ultimately, I believe, will help people be cured of some of these diseases.
Now, what exactly does clean eating mean? I mean, does it? I can't understand exactly what that means. I probably have a good idea what dirty eating is, but how about clean eating?
You know, a lot of it just has to do with having good, healthy, non-toxic ingredients in our food. So, you know, a big thing would be grass-fed beef, sustainable sources of produce, things that are not treated with chemicals and don't have a lot of extra things and substances that were never meant for our body. So it's really important that we eat food that is non-toxic, that is grown in an ethical and sustainable way, or raised in an ethical and sustainable way. And these things allow more nutrients in. Grass-fed beef has been shown to have 40% more nutrients than conventional beef.
I never knew that.
Right.
So really, we should only be eating grass-fed meat.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I want to tell you something. I think that, and I know, the gift, and I do call it a gift of life, is really never knowing where your exact journey in life is going to go. The twists, the turns, the ups, the downs, makes us really who we are. Even in the worst times, there is a reason, a sense of why this is happening. Chris, tell me about how your journey came to start Benny Plates.
Well, my first wife, Angela, was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. And obviously, it was a horrible experience. It was probably the most painful time of our lives. We had to fight. We had to fight for her life. We had to struggle in many ways. And we also had to choose to live as best we could, because we knew the likelihood of her living and surviving this cancer was very slim. And so in that time, one of the things that we did that we could have control over was good nutrition for her, was getting her the right nutrients, the right foods. But that was very difficult. You know, she was constantly nauseous and sick, as are most cancer patients on treatment. And so it was really hard for her to eat. She lost a lot of weight. And we had to really battle to keep her weight on, to keep her getting good nutrients. And during that time, you know, we saw her bounce back. She really should have only lived about 2 months after diagnosis, but she lived another 17 months, which we're so grateful for. And I believe it was because we fought nutritionally for her life. And when I was leaving the hospital, I was at a hospital where they really cared about nutrition. I was saying goodbye to the chef, and a woman left with a bag of food. And he said, people can't cook this way for themselves, so they're taking it home. Food taken home from the hospital, who would have ever thought? And I thought, right then and there, we've got to start a business where we do this for other people. I told my wife as I was taking her home for hospice care, and she said, Chris, this is your best idea yet. You have to do it. And I wish I could be there to see it happen.
Unbelievable. Tell me more about Benny Plates then. How does the program work? Do you sign up weekly, daily, monthly, yearly, lifely?
Yeah, it's all of the above. Essentially, we provide a week's worth of food delivered. It's made fresh every week and then delivered to people's homes nationwide. And you can, it's a subscription program, so you're on it as long as you want. You can do it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or we have customers who have been with us since we started. And we'll ship it to you. We have nutritionists who can work with you to dial in and target your nutrition program if you'd like, or you can just order from our general menu. The food is, again, all made with clean, non-toxic ingredients, sustainably raised and grown. Lots of good, clean, healthy spices and herbs to help reduce inflammation and fight disease. And it's all very tasteful and enjoyable. And we work really hard to make sure that when people are dealing with different taste issues because of their disease, that we're working to help them mitigate those and be able to eat the food.
And we're talking with the founder of Beneplates, aligning nutrition and eating with overcoming health challenges, Chris Faddis, Beneplates.com. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes with me, David Kogan. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align, alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. In fact, Chris, speaking of that, you're an Alliances member, part of where entrepreneurs align. In fact, you blessed us with having your incredible display of food at one of our recent grand table that had hundreds of entrepreneurs, investors, celebrities, and startups chowing down on your food with rave reviews. Describe what it was like the first time visiting an Alliances experience and how being a member of Alliances has impacted your business.
You know, it was really great to see people who are there to do, to take action, that want to change the world, but actually are doing it. So I met people who were in startup phase like me, or they were even more in infancy, and I met people who had started, built, grown, and sold multiple businesses. And what I found was a community of people who wanted to help each other, who didn't think they were better than the other, that they really were all in the same playing field. And everyone's just trying to help each other get further down to the goal, and whatever that goal might be. So, you know, we've had incredible introductions come through Alliances, people, you know, different referral partners, hospitals. People have introduced me to very impactful people who have been good for building relationships that I need to grow this business. And then ultimately, you know, some customers and some referrals for actual patients that need our services. So it's been a great gift for us. Every time I go to Alliances, I leave completely charged up and ready to go. In fact, I tell myself every time I don't go because I'm too busy, you know, that gives me more energy. I need to go because it really will force me and give me that energy I need to get through the week.
Well, we love having you part of the community. What do you hope your children will learn from their journey and seeing you go through yours in the wake of, you mentioned losing your wife and now Beneplates and, well, being remarried?
You know, I just think you can never, ever give up. You have to keep trying. And so, you know, we tell my children when they're struggling with math or with homework, or my daughter's, you know, competing in the school spelling bee, just keep working at it. And it's something I didn't realize growing up. I had to learn that through my adversity and through the challenges, was that everything that we face, every trial, we just have to persevere. We just have to keep striving. And I hope my children will always be the kind of people who keep trying, who keep learning, who keep growing, and don't ever, ever, ever give up hope.
We've got about a minute left here, but I need to ask you, you're also an author. In fact, the book is It Is Well, Life in the Storm 2013. Can you tell us one to two specific takeaways from that?
You know, it's the story of my wife's cancer, so it's all about hope. My wife didn't believe she was fighting cancer. She felt like it was an opportunity for her to grow and become a better person and to change. And I, you know, it's a story of faith for us, but I believe it's a story of what true hope is, and knowing that no matter what we face, good will come of it. And she felt like she was going to become the best version of herself and be kind of cleansed and purified in a way. And so that's the takeaway. I think it's all about trust and hope, and knowing that even in the hard times, good things will come.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, you no doubt have been through some very dark times. You've come through the storm and used the inspiration and lasting memory of your former wife to develop something positive that helps others dealing with the illness or wanting to make changes in their lives for the better. That's a hero, Chris Faddis, founder of Beneplates.com, B-E-N-E, plates.com, where you may have the chance to see him at one of our Alliances experiences with me, David Kogan of Alliances. And when we return, we're going to have the president of the Federal National Bar Association Judge Michael Newman.